Next patient is Donna Colon, D-O-N-N-A, Colon, C-A-L-O-N-E. Date of birth is 10-8-1956. Date of visit is 4-19-24. Please make a copy for Christopher Larrazaba, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L. Christopher Larrazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and tightness in the chest and trouble exhaling. Next paragraph. Hispirant illness. This is a 63-year-old female who is overweight, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity and trouble taking deep breaths and trouble exhaling. The patient has a cough. She brings up clear sputum. She denies fever, so chills. She has been treated for hypertension in the past, and she does complain of mild leg swelling. The patient denied any chest pains or palpitations and denies any nasal congestion. Next, but her past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension for more than 5 years. She has hyperlipidemia. She has had a history of COVID-19 infection in November 23 and had angioedema. She has a thyroid nodule which is biopsied few years ago. Next, paragraph. Habits: patient smoked pack per day for over 40, let's see, for over 48 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had heart disease. Father died of Alzheimer's. Next paragraph. Medalists included albuterol inhaler, 2 pills PR, and doxazosin, 2 milligrams daily. Advair, 100 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff PRD. And levocetirizine, 5 milligrams daily. Single A, 10 milligrams daily. Protonix, 20 milligrams daily. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams HS. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has nausea and heartburn. No abdominal pains or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headache. denies urinary frequency or clanking. She has fatigue. Yes, denies any apnea but has snoring. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese, middle-aged wife, female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 140 by 80, pulse is 86, as patient's 20, temps 97.6, weight is 185, saturation 96. HEND and ophthalmic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next, supple, no bruise, the thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds. And scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart seems regular as one on S2. Now, murmur, nurse 3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1+, no gross motor deficits. Next, neurologically, reflexes 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions were observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 3 is lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 4 is reactive airway disease. And number 5 is history of hypertension. And number 6, hyperlipidemia. Could you please add in the first paragraph, the patient did have a chest CT, low dose, on 2/28/24, which showed a bilateral lung nodules, which were stable. There was a 1 centimeter ground glass nodule. And the other nodules, which were up to 4 millimeters. And there was no airway wall thickening and no pleural effusions. There was no lymphadenopathy. Next, can you please add that in the first paragraph? And the final plan, the patient will have a follow-up chest CT done in 1 month and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was also advised to have a polysomnogram. And she will be placed on a nebulizer with albuterol solution, QIDPR, and continue using the Advair disc 100 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. A follow-up is to be planned in 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy 4. Dr. Christopher Larazabal, M.D. Larazabal is L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.